Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
Welcome to Everything Old is New Again on Independence Day. This is Douglas Viviani with the ever-patriotic David Cohen. How do you like that?
God bless America,
Doug. There we are. We're going to discuss today Independence Day, or the 4th of July. We are going to talk about how Hollywood celebrates the birth of our country in their movies and paraphernalia. We are also going to have a barbecue a little bit later on today.
That's right. We've dismantled the fire alarms, and we've got the coals cooking.
Through the power of radio, we are going to enjoy quite the barbecue with us. And then fireworks. So
yes.
Stick with us. This is going to be a great little event for all.
And maybe fireworks during the show, too, between you and I.
It's possible. It's possible, because we don't agree on everything, because we love to have the arguments you love to have on Everything Old is New Again. There have been some prolific patriotic movies like Yankee Doodle Dandy, which that quote was from, or that song, which is a movie, by the way, from 1942, right in the middle of World War II.
I'm so glad you're not going back to 1776 for Independence Day, as far as history goes. Really happy about
that.
Here's
where I should be going back, and I will, but I'm starting right where the kind of the beginning of the patriotic
1942 is fine. Let's stick with that.
That's a movie not necessarily about the 4th of July or Independence Day, but about George M. Cohen, who was quite patriotic and created all kinds of songs that you will recognize, including Yankee Doodle Dandy, starring James Cagney, by the way, who's known, and we'll do a show about gangsters. He's known for his gangster motif, if you remember him. But he was quite a hoofer, they call that back in the day. Dancer. Galore.
A hoofer? Dancer. Yeah. Okay, got it.
That's called the hoofer's a dancer. Anyway, he would have won Dancing with the Stars outright.
Can't they get him to be on that show?
He probably would still win it now, and get up because he just was so good. He kind of made being patriotic fun. He made dancing fun. He made killing for sport as a gangster fun. So he was crossed
all. He could turn
barriers.
Anything into fun.
Exactly. Let's take a look at The Patriot. Just a little piece of this, which is a movie that does go back to 1776, starring Mel Gibson.
Before this war's over, I'm going to kill you. Why wait? Soon.
It's an uplifting patriotic statement. That's the best quote you could find?
Yeah, it was up
in
late.
In a couple of minutes, I'm going to kill you.
It was just so many long quotes from that movie. And most of it, there's a lot of fighting and all that going on that you can't put that on. But it was, I think, a very well-done movie what they do is they, like a Titanic, they take a fictional type of character and expand upon his family and their introduction to the particular subject, in this case of the independent war for independence, but in the background, of course, are the true facts of the war for independence, the Revolutionary War. So I think it was a great step for Hollywood to enjoy and something to watch on Independence Day or thereabouts as a celebration of the birth of the country. No?
Sure.
I should have said the ever unpatriotic David Cohen. No. Something that's contemporary, though, that's right now.
Yes, let's get to that.
A show that's on AMC, and it's a show about spies called Turn.
Oh. Tried to recruit me for a secret mission.
Against the British.
Insurrection is a serious charge.
Turn, the untold story of America's first spy ring.
And that's a real interesting take, that something that hasn't been done before on the Revolutionary War. Now, we live in Long Island, and Huntington, Long Island, there is a plaque, it's my hometown, dedicated to Nathan Hale, who basically said what? Do you remember him?
Give me liberty or give me death?
No, give but one life for my country,
right.
Which I could give more than one life for my country, something like that. I should look that up. But he was one of the first spies.
Said something famous. I mean, he said something, you know,
of the Revolutionary War that was caught. And it's something that other than this little stone in Huntington that says this saying that I can't remember. It's a shame that I could give one life for my country, something like that.
Oh, right.
This show is really great about behind the scenes and how it started, and would you be a spy, and you'd get to turn against everything that you know, and your family's not really even behind you for doing this, and they could be killed for you being a spy for this fledgling government led by this loser, you know, George Washington, never won a battle except a couple of battles in the French and Indian War.
So it's about people wanting to start our country becoming spies to spy on the British.
Yes, and I love it because spying on, they're on Long Island in New York City. They're in our general area, because where it's kind of started, and it's occupied by the British, and there's spies everywhere. It's not just Long Island, but it's basically New England as well. And it really is well done, something that's worth your while. Something else that's well done, it's older, but I think really if you have kids and they've never seen this, they really should about this time of year.
I guess this is just another lost cause, Mr. Payne. All you people don't know about lost causes. Mr. Payne does. He said once they were the only causes worth fighting for. And he fought for them once. For the only reason any man ever fights for them. Because of just one plain simple rule. Love thy neighbor.
That's Mrs. Smith Goes to Washington and Jimmy Stewart.
Sure.
Tremendous movie talking about how our government works, teaches a little bit about that, and it also shows how sometimes, the little guy with an important message can overcome all obstacles.
Again, like everything old is new again.
Exactly. We are trying to overcome the standard radio fare and bring fun to the radio.
We're nothing but patriotic,
exactly.
Really.
If you'd like to let us know that you like or don't what's going on, please email us at oldnewagain@aol.com or everythingoldisnewagain.biz. Something that took a turn, we couldn't have Independence Day without the service of the greatest generation, and, well, of all generations, including this generation now. But Steven Spielberg took a step that that really, really glorified paid well tribute to the sacrifices made in Sergeant Private Ryan by our military.
I pray that our Heavenly Father may assuage the anguish of your bereavement and leave you only the cherished memory of the loved and lost and the solemn pride that must be yours to have laid so costly a sacrifice upon the altar of freedom. Abraham Lincoln.
Now, that's, of course, Abraham Lincoln's letter that he wrote in the Civil War to people, families that have lost their loved ones. And, he was quite the wordsmith, and he meant it. He meant it from the heart. And not to get political at all, but that gentleman was one of our best presidents of all time, for sure. And I think one of the reasons is that he was able to amplify from the heart what he felt in writing. He wrote everything himself.
And by the way, that great documentary that Ken Burns did on the Civil War, which featured prominently Abe Lincoln, they're cleaning it up, redoing it, reissuing it, I think, very soon. And if you've never seen that, you really should take a look.
Yeah, there are certain things. You just need to know the history of some things. This is just a little piece of Saving Private Ryan.
Every day, I think about what you said to me that day on the bridge. I've tried to live my life the best I could. I hope that was enough. I hope that at least in your eyes, I've earned what all of you have done for me.
Over there!
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
This show is sponsored by the Law Office of Douglas Viviani. Douglas Viviani has been providing quality legal services for over 26 years. We are a general practice firm and can handle any legal matter you may have for a reasonable fee. If you were involved in a car accident, starting a business, planning your estate, or need of a criminal attorney, please call 631-681-1910 or email us at vivianilaw@aol.com. Get the justice you deserve. Contact the Law Office of Douglas Viviani.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-941-5963. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-941-5963. That's 1-800-941-5963.
You're listening to Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Of course, that's Independence from Aliens, so it's right up my alley. We turn our discussion from from a little bit of the significant, serious talk of the 4th of July and now onto some fun, where we talk about Independence Day from 1996. That was Bill Pullman as the President of the United States. Gets in a plane and saves the day against the aliens. Remember that one?
He was a great president, President Pullman. Yeah. Where is he today? We need him.
I mean, there are certainly movies that are patriotic and teach and shows like Turn and all that. There's also something else that happens with regard to Hollywood on and our pop culture on the 4th of July, which is the release of the blockbuster movie.
Sure.
And
it's a 4th of July tradition.
It is, and it's something that I don't think you realize. It happens little by little, and all of a sudden there's this whole, I guess from the 80s maybe, this whole category of huge blockbusters released on the 4th of July. I'm going to give you a quiz. This is a little bit long. You're going to listen to this clip.
All right.
You and the listener. It's going to be 2 minutes.
Oh, the listener. Oh, okay, fine.
You have compatriots on this. The question is going to be, name the 10 movies that I play for you right now from this clip. Tune in.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
Dreams of an entire planet are focused tonight on those 14 brave souls traveling into the heavens. Godspeed and good luck to you.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
I hear everything. You wrote that the world doesn't need a savior. But every day I hear people crying for one.
Let's go put it on. What? The last suit you'll ever wear. Again.
Our races united by a history long forgotten, and a future we shall face together. I am Optimus Prime.
I believe there's a hero in all of us that keeps us honest, gives us strength, makes us noble, and finally allows us to die with pride. Even though sometimes we have to be steady and give up the thing we want the most, even our dreams. Spider-Man did that for Henry, and he wonders where he's gone. He needs him.
I'll be back.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
The Area 51. You knew then, and you did nothing.
Take my word for it. There's no Area 51. There's no recovered spaceship.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. President. That's not entirely accurate.
Okay, there's actually 11 there.
Okay.
Now, I don't expect anyone off those clips to get 100% of them. They're kind of, some of them are kind of hard, but some of them are kind of easy. Let's just see what we'll go through them.
All right.
Let's see. I'll take them one at a time.
One at a time.
So the first one, did you number them? I don't know if you had a chance.
No, I didn't number them.
But you got them in row. All right,
so
we'll go in a row. The number one was?
Back to the Future.
Yeah, huge. Okay, number two.
You know, I know that number three was the right stuff, but I don't know if number two was part of number three.
No, three wasn't the right stuff either. It's all along those lines, but it's not.
Oh.
Number two is an outer space. They're trying to, you know, save the Earth from a meteor. Armageddon.
Oh, God.
Not really a great movie, but huge money.
Okay.
And number three, Houston, We Have a Problem?
Oh, no, that's not the right stuff. That's Apollo.
It. Apollo 13.
Apollo 13.
Right? Then there's a quote about, you know, I'm listening.
Yeah, that I didn't get.
That's Superman Returns. A lot of people didn't necessarily see that. But it was the most...
did not get that.
Tried to be the most poignant part of that movie. I don't know if they succeeded. Then after that, you heard? Putting the suit on?
No.
Men in Black. Yes, that actually quotes from Men in Black 2. Both were released on 4th of July.
Wow.
After that, Optimus Prime.
No. Nope.
Oh, no? Really? I thought they would give it away. That's the Transformers.
Never saw it.
Interesting.
Like Bill Murray.
Okay.
Didn't see it.
Next one after that?
Spider-Man?
Yes, for sure. Actually, it was Spider-Man 2, but Spider-Man was also, both of them were released. The original two were released
On July 4th.
July 4th. Then the number eight?
Terminator.
I'll be back. And actually, that was Terminator 2. Believe it or not.
Oh, but he said I'll be back in both.
Yes. Okay. And then number nine.
League of Their Own.
Correct.
No Crying in Baseball.
Yeah, that was great, right? Number 10.
Was that Godzilla?
No.
Ah.
Tom Cruise movie recently.
A Mission Impossible?
Wasn't so great. War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah, okay. And then, the final one was?
Independence Day?
Correct. So you got probably about 8 out of 10 there.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Seven, yeah. Okay.
I think you did pretty good on that.
That's
not so bad. I wonder, you know, we have Independence Day and we have, you know, the 4th of July and all that's been fought for. You think our founding fathers would appreciate that?
What they fought for is now all about blockbuster movies
exactly.
On July 4th. Well, you know, I think they'd be a little shocked, mostly at the price of popcorn. But I think that... I think they'd be digging the 3D glasses, that's for sure. Who wouldn't?
Correct. And the surround sound.
I know they didn't give their lives to 3D glasses, but they would be, I think they'd be impressed.
Listen, it's all about free speech in some ways.
Right.
And celebration of life and enjoyment. Let's face it, they would have enjoyed any place where they didn't have to go out to the bathroom outside in a separate house, if you will.
Let alone getting shot at.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I would put the bathroom a close second. Yes.
So going to a movie theater on the 4th of July with a bathroom right next to them and air conditioning. I think they would have
enjoyed. No one shooting at them. You know, hopefully they're not seeing Batman. But anyway, let's not go there.
Yeah, I do think that that's a fun look at the 4th of July. There's a ton of other movies that were released. Like Dogs, really bad movies on the 4th of July that they thought were going to be huge successes. Like, and if you remember this one, The Lone Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, another one. Judge Dredd. That was supposed to be huge.
That was Sylvester Stallone, right?
Yeah, horrible.
And Johnny Depp was in the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Spielberg did Adventures in Babysitting and Inner Space. Both he thought were going to be real big releases. Nothing great. Hancock, which was...
about the superhero, Will Smith.
And by the way, Will Smith is in a ton of these.
Right.
Independence Day, Hancock, he's, you know, between Will Smith and Tom Hanks, both of them.
Well, look, you know, you gotta put the box office draws, right, at one of the biggest weekend, to go see a movie.
Yeah,
so.
And they're doing a new Independence Day. I don't know if it's gonna be released, on the 4th of July, but
You'd think it'd have to be,
would
right?
Make sense, wouldn't it?
Christmas also, doesn't seem right, but
yeah, right.
You never know.
They did release The Firm, if you remember that one. That sounds that was a pretty big hit.
Right.
South Park, a bomb.
Was it a bomb?
I think so.
Yeah, because I thought it was really good.
Anything but, George Clooney's in is a bomb.
Wait, South Park?
Yeah, he was in that.
George Clooney?
Yeah, bigger, longer, and uncut.
Oh, that one.
Yes.
With Blame Canada, right? Yeah. That whole big song.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
All right. Die Hard 2.
Good.
Actually, kind of. That made some money.
That was good.
That was good. What else? And The Patriot. Which actually was good. It didn't make a lot. I didn't have any quotes to put on for that quiz.
Now, was that Harrison Ford?
No, The Patriot, Mel Gibson.
Right.
So that's basically a list of what there's been released on the 4th of July. I don't know what's being released today. I didn't really see that because I wanted to focus on the barbecue. I'm going to be now turning our attention next segment to the barbecue, and we're going to see if we can.
You're into the barbecue, right?
I love the barbecue. Where do you stand on?
I do not like barbecues.
You're not a big hit.
Not a big barbecue fan. But we'll talk about it. Maybe you can convince me to become one.
We'll try to even figure out why you wouldn't like the barbecue, and then we'll try to convince you otherwise.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
When you're looking for a job, changing your career, or applying for a promotion, your resume is the first thing seen that represents you to a potential employer. Make sure your resume makes a clear, concise, and professional impression of who you are so you can get that job. Send your current resume to resumedoctorinc@aol.com for a free online review. You'll receive a reasonable quote to properly prepare your resume. Let us make sure you have a resume that will get you noticed. Send your resume or questions to resumedoctorinc@aol.com. That's resumedoctorinc@aol.com.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150LK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet by calling now 1-800-783-1945. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-783-1945. That's 1-800-783-1945. 1-800-783-1945.
If you want to register your own .com and are looking for a responsible, sustainable, high-quality domain name registrar, then look at Pernick.com. Pernick includes a ton of value-added services like a parking page, Whois, privacy, dynamic DNS, and much more with every domain name registration at no extra cost. Not many companies can say that. So give Pernick.com a try today. Pairnic.com.
Now, back to America's Entertainment Pop Culture Talk Show. Everything old is new again with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Welcome back to the Everything Old is New Again barbecue, the Independence Day barbecue. Come on in. We've got beer in the fridge. We have some nice wine coolers, if you like. We have wine. We have all kinds of fun, thrills, adventure. And we're going to have the pool open, and it's time to enjoy the 4th of July barbecue. What does that mean?
You know why I don't like July 4th? There's one reason I don't like July 4th, because there's an extra day on the weekend that there's an opportunity for me to be invited to a barbecue.
Yes.
I don't like barbecues. I don't like going to barbecues. Maybe you can convince me otherwise.
Never heard of anyone that doesn't like a barbecue. Let's listen to some barbecue sounds first. I think we're going to start the grill up, right? And it's just, to me, the barbecue is time to sit back, relax. Let the kids just, please, go off and do their thing. I'm going to sit. I'm gonna maybe I enjoy the cooking, so I'm going to do some of the cooking. And I'm going to walk you through some recipes here. And I think it's time to just, you know, turn some music on and have some fun.
Yeah, first of all, so you invited me to a barbecue.
Yes.
You're going to make me wait probably about 2 or 3 hours till you're actually feeding me, right? Because first you got to get the coals going because, you know, you're old school about barbecue. So the coals have to go for an hour and then another hour preparing the chicken or whatever the heck you're barbecuing. So, first of all, I'm at your house. I don't eat for 3 hours.
Yeah, see, that's someone else. My barbecue, once everyone's there, or let's put it this way. I shouldn't say everyone because I'll invite my mother-in-law to be there, and she'll be there 3 hours late, so I'm not going to wait for her. But other than that, and once let's just call it 2 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm a hungry guy. I'm a little robusto, and I don't become robusto by waiting.
I love it when you speak Italian.
Thank you. So what I'm going to do...
How long are you making me wait, then?
You're going to arrive. There's going to be chips,
uh-huh.
And there's going to be that, and if you know this one, sour cream with the onion dip.
Oh, I like that.
That's easy enough. You do Lipton's onion soup and mix it together. I'm not saying that's great, but that's an old standby. The kids will stand by that for the next, 15 minutes you got.
So the kids are going to be dipping into the same bowl I am?
Absolutely.
All right, so
I'll
here
give
we
you
go.
Your own bowl.
Okay.
You can scoop up some and put it in your own bowl.
And you're making me sit outside in the 85-degree heat?
There's overhangs. There's umbrellas.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to be susceptible to any of the sunshine. There's trees overhead that you put some shade on the certain areas of the barbecue area.
Fine.
And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take out, of course you can have whatever drink you want, that's up to you. I'm not a bartender. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take out the clams right away.
Clams?
You're going to put
on
clams
a barbecue?
On the grill, and I use a gas grill. Some people, with all this business where they want the coals and whatever. I'm not really that attuned to that. Let's get to it. So I turn the grill on and we go.
All right.
Heat it up. Takes like 5 minutes.
For the clams?
No, I mean to heat the grill up and all. Keep it closed. Then you throw the clams on. Usually the people like the smaller ones. They're called little neck clams. You throw those on the grill. Keep the top on. Give it about 5-10 minutes. The clams will tell you when they're done because they will open up.
Ah.
So the clams open.
I'm ready.
While you do that, either in the microwave or on the side.
Do they say, eat me?
They will. Well, I will if you don't be quiet. And what will happen is that you want to melt some butter. Maybe put a smidge, if you don't have it already, a smidge of like garlic salt in the butter.
Nice.
And you're going to, of course, have a number of butter dishes around. And you pass around, take them off the grill. You pass around the clams with a small little fork. And these clams are so delectable, so delicious, you will eat 6 to 12 of them yourself, no doubt.
Wow.
And that will appease you for a little bit while you're having, I don't know if you drink beer, but it's perfect with a beer, it's perfect with a, any kind of a drink. It works itself with a root beer is nice. It's a nice little aside there to start the day rolling.
Okay. All right. So I'm there, I'm in the shade, you're feeding me right away. Something I haven't tried before, the clams.
Yep.
So far, so good.
Second appetizer, and I do out one after the next, and we don't wait for them. Clams are out.
Right.
We're
not going
to, hold the clams aside until we have the second appetizer.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit. How's the job going? That's the kind of stuff I hate about the barbecue. I don't want to... Look, I have friends. You're my friend, and yes, we talk. Tell me what's going on, but it's like when there's 6 or 7 people, and I got to go through the same questions, hear the same stories. Oh, my boss is making me do this, I just can't wait till I retire. It's, I don't want
to
sit through it.
You throw on a Yankee game or a ball game, any game.
How? Are you just making me sit outside?
You put on the radio. You're going to bring your phone with you. You can have that. Throw that. Or just throw on the radio. Outside is nothing better than throwing on a podcast of Everything Old is New Again and get people talking and having some arguments you love to have.
Good.
All right.
So next appetizer.
So now what you're going to do, I call it an appetizer. Other people don't, but I call it an appetizer. What you do is you take barbecued ribs. Now, the stores are now selling these vacuum-packed ribs already made and all that. You could do that. That takes the fun out of it. Get a nice barbecued rib from your butcher or even from any grocery store in the meat department, a rack of ribs that are not cut yet.
Okay.
You take them, you put them in, because they'll have much more meat on those than the ones that are pre-made. You put them in the oven this is going at the time you're doing the clams, for about a half hour at 375 degrees.
Right, so I'm not following you into the kitchen watching you put them in the oven.
They're
That's
already
done
in
already.
There, it's done. Good. They're waiting a half hour. Right. Half hour later, they come out. Now you being the chef, I'm giving you the recipe. You know, you cut the ribs up.
Okay.
You get a tin pan. You put in, and I cheat a little bit, something called Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Hmm.
Tremendous.
Sounds good.
You don't have to go crazy making your own sauce. Mix that up together with the ribs. I'm getting juicy here. And and then put the ribs directly on the grill for about 10 minutes, turning them over so they get the grill marks. Then you put them back in the tin and heat them up, mix them around on the grill for another 10 minutes. So an hour later, basically, from when you started this process, you got tremendous ribs.
Wow.
Lots of meat. People will love this. Just make sure you have your napkins handy
right.
and your wet wipes. It is tremendous. While the day before, what you want to do is buy a flank steak. And you want a relatively inexpensive steak, a big, long piece of meat that can serve a lot of people, no bones. You put soyve teriyaki. Again, this is just some shortcuts.
Soyve?
It's called soyve teriyaki. It's a Jewish Chinese recipe. They put together mixes from the both cultures.
That's really good because, the Chinese Jews in the world, I think they're very unrepresented. So,
exactly. The only family that is Chinese and Jewish are the ones that own that company, and they're making millions. You put that in a Ziploc bag. You marinate
you meaning,
that night.
Meaning you, not me.
Well, anyone right. does the night before.
Okay.
And then the next day you throw it right on the grill, cook it two sides. To give you an idea as to when you're barbecuing, when something is the way you like it, if you touch the steak and it has the same give as your chin, it's rare. Think about it. Hmm. If it has the same give as your nose, it's medium. And if it has the same give as your forehead, it's well done. That's how you know a steak is done the way you want it.
Wow.
Take it off, let it rest for 10 minutes, and slice it up. You got yourself a nice
that's
flank
so
steak.
Weird. It's really weird.
You like
so you're
that.
Measuring the meat that's cooking against the meat on your face to see how well it's done.
Exactly. That's a,
all
that's
right.
A,
now,
that's
Doug, are you going to make me go in your pool? Because that's another thing I don't like. I feel a lot of pressure. Use the pool. Now, the people who are hosting the barbecues, they don't use the pool, right? They're
right.
not going to get in with you. And not only that, they don't heat the pool.
Oh, the pool. That pool is 90 degrees.
Okay,
absolutely. No doubt.
But am I going to feel pressure? Are you going
to
tell me?
I could care less if you go to the pool, but I'm going in, especially after eating those ribs.
Are you?
It's perfect. I'm not going to be wiping that stuff off my face. I'm diving in the water, and I'm getting clean that way. There's no doubt about that. We'll continue right after this.
Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-593-5727. That's 1-800-593-5727.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-593-5727. That's 1-800-593-5727.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-947-1516. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-947-1516. 1-800-947-1516.
This is Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the pony. Say, I am a Yankee Doodle boy.
Welcome back. That's Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. I'm Douglas Viviani with the ever-present David Cohen.
So I'm liking your barbecue so far.
You like
far.
That? I just want to make one comment about Mickey Rooney. I just thought it was funny.
Oh, okay.
In this movie, he's singing that song. I don't forget the name of the movie. And he's singing like a loon and dancing like a loon. He sounds okay. But next to him stands Judy Garland, one of the greatest singers of all time. And he lets her sing backup. I mean, it's just it's so funny, the ego, you know? Yeah. But anyway, back to, you're enjoying this so far.
Get back to the burger for a minute.
Yeah, I went through that real fast.
Because I like the concept of you're splitting the meat.
Like, let's put it this way.
In half.
To be
patty.
Clear, you're not buying, like, one of those frozen patties. Let's be clear.
Right, you're forming the ground beef.
Right, so make it thin. And then make another one thin.
And you could put them together, but yes. Now tell me about
make
the inside.
Make a pocket in the middle of the burger.
Right.
Season it. Don't forget your salt and pepper. You've got to have salt and pepper on a burger before you cook it.
Right.
And that season will be on the outside. I'm just reminding you. But talk about the inside. The inside of this burger is going to have a little bit of a pocket. You could put in mushrooms in there. You could put in asparagus. You could put in anything you want on your burger. In addition to the cheese,
ooh.
Make sure the cheese is on the inside of that burger and make sure that pocket goes right to the end. They actually have in the stores, if you look at it, if you ask for it, hardware stores, believe it or not, and grocery stores have this press that you can actually put the meat in. It'll make the pocket itself for you.
Really?
Online, you can get it as well. It's tremendous because now you don't have all this stuff gooping all over.
Yeah, so
it's
how
the
does
inside
it,
of the burger.
So when it's on the grill, how does it not like ooze out of the middle?
Perfect question. This is what you do with the grill. Please, I'm experienced at this. Please, I'm a professional. Listen to what I have to say. That grill's got to be high. You don't want to burn it, but the temperature's got to be high. You put your burger on the grill. Leave it alone, please. Let it cook for a good 5 minutes at least.
So no pressing on
Stop
it.
Stop with the pressing. Everybody with the pressing. It's ridiculous. All your juices are going out into the flames. It makes no sense to press a burger. If someone's pressing a burger, leave the barbecue. That person does not know how to cook. Very simple. That's my own rolling rule.
Like no soup for you. You're the burger Nazi.
That goof that's holding you back for 3 hours waiting to eat, I guarantee he's pressing on those burgers. Guaranteed.
He's such a burger
Fool.
Presser.
So you think you turn it over once. After, 5 minutes, turn it over on this high flame.
Right.
And nothing's seeping out. All your ingredients are staying in the burger while it's
magically?
Cooking.
Or how was that?
You're searing the outside of the burger, so nothing, you're not pressing down on it.
So the meat is fusing together from the two.
Exactly, burgers. And keeping the juices in. When you cut that burger open, after you put it on your bun. By the way, toast the bun on the top of the grill, not on with a flame.
Get it off the flame.
Get it off the flame. That's that top space. You put it on there. It's sort of steams. It's beautiful. Back to the hot dogs. I want to tell you something.
Okay.
Get the hot dogs, please, with the skin on the hot dog. Not these skinless hot dogs. They're hard to find. Boar's Head has them and Soubrette's has them.
Really?
Because you bite into it. It's just like being at the ballpark. They're terrific.
Is that what makes that snap when you bite into it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
On to patriotism.
So no circumcision of the hot dogs.
No.
Please.
Don't score anything with the flank steak and all these people cutting their meat. You know, scoring the meat before they.
Yeah.
You're doing nothing but destroying the ability of that meat to keep the juices in.
And that is not.
You're like
what
making a hole in a balloon and expecting it to fly. It's not going to work. Stop with the scoring already.
It's not what our forefathers would have wanted.
No, you don't score meat, please. Unless you want it well done. If that's what you want, knock yourself out. If you're going to eat well done, eat meat. You might as well eat like, a piece of cardboard that the hamburgers came in. Anyway, so...
what about the corn on the cob? I'm waiting to hear about the corn on the cob.
You're going to have to wait until next year. All you do is put butter on them,
right.
Put them in tin foil,
okay.
Throw them on the grill.
That's it.
Give it about 25 minutes.
Wow.
Don't forget to turn them.
All right.
Take it off. The butter's already on.
Okay.
Tremendous.
Last question?
Yes.
Do I have to talk to your kids?
No.
Okay.
You don't have to talk to her, but you have to listen to her.
And your heart beats too with the red, white, and blue.
So I'll make her sing that. And
I like that.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
And she'll wave a flag, and she'll look for applause, and she'll give you a nice curtsy, and then she's back into the pool.
Perfect kid. The perfect kid.
Speaking of music, I mean, that's a wonderful old song, and she's terrific with that. She loves to perform. But, you know, the 4th of July
nice
goes.
Voice.
Thank you.
For she, 6 years old?
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually a year ago. That was when she was 5.
Wow.
She loves these events, so she gets to be the center of attention. I don't know where she gets that from. But the 4th of July
has, new again,
right, has inspired quite a bit of music. And if, Mike, we can go back and just take a listen to a couple of quick songs that show our patriotism at a fun.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Episodes of Everything Old is New Again, or in between ball games, you'll hear that being played. Maybe you hear a little of this being played.
On Independence Day, let freedom ring, let the white day.
You get the idea. Can I have some little patriotic music in the background?
So that's that you're going to play those songs at the barbecue?
Yeah, we'll play some of that in between the ball game, in between some of the barbecuing, between some of the swimming. Certainly, Everything Old is New Again will be being played here and there. And then the fireworks begin when it's all said and done. Right? What do you think of the barbecue so far?
You know, the way you're describing it, that sounds like how a barbecue should be. I guess it's not how the barbecues are that I've been to.
So, well, where are you having these barbecues? Who's in New York City or where?
No. They're out in Connecticut, Long Island, my in-laws in Pennsylvania. Yeah, I don't know. They all
make you wait, and they all just like stuffy kind of. Do they do any of those food?
The food's not very creative. That's the thing. It's like burgers.
No,
bro, what do you want?
No.
The creative part is: do you want cheese on your burger?
Hey. You know what the problem with burgers are too? Like, you know, you're not really experienced at it. They never ask you how you like it. You're always getting a well done burger.
Right.
I'm not into a well done burger. That's just me.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, all right, I'll have the hot dog instead. And they give you a well done hot dog. Like, it's all burnt on. Not a barbecue. You should be barbecuing what I just said. Chicken is great for barbecue.
Definitely.
Shake it up a little bit, you know?
It's the waiting, as Tom Petty would say. The waiting is the hardest part. And then when you finally get to eat, there's nothing you want to do but get the heck out of there.
Well, what about fireworks? I mean, do you go for the fireworks at all or no?
If I show up 5 minutes before they start and they last 15 minutes and I can leave, perfect. It doesn't always happen like that, especially in Manhattan, Doug.
Well, you know, the fireworks are a representation of the struggles that we have to become a country. I just want to take the time to...
I thought we were going to talk about... We're running out of time?
We want to thank our troops for the service. From 1776 to present, it's through their hard work and sacrifice that we're able to keep and enjoy this wonderful day. Everybody, enjoy the freedom of this country and your barbecue. It is just a celebration like none other, and let's have some fun.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high flying flag, and forever in this main flag.
You're the end I love, the land I love, the home I can be in the brave.
Every heart is true, under red, high, and blue.
The moon never caused a wreck, and did all the creatures be forgot, keep your own flag.
Listen to that kid go, huh?
She's a little flat at the end, but, you know, for 5 years old, she kept it in tune. That's not an easy song to sing.
Yeah, and she remembers all the words. I had nothing to do with that. She learned that in school.
Well, that's obvious. It's really great.
Yeah, I think she's a good kid, that one. As long as you are giving her the goldfish as a reward, she's sort of like one of those dolphins at the zoo, you know. Sing us the song. Well, okay, as long as I have the goldfish in the cup, she'll participate. All right, enjoy the 4th of July. Have some fun on Everything Old is New Again. We'll be back next week.
If you're looking for world-class website hosting at a fair price, ParaNetworks is your best choice. Founded in the early days of the web and still going strong today, Repair Networks now hosts hundreds of thousands of websites for its demanding customers worldwide. Setting the standards for excellence, Pear Networks is a technical support staff that's second to none. A highly stable company with top-of-the-line technology. Pear Networks offers total reliability and flexibility for your website, and even a money-back guarantee. Whether you're a professional web designer or a beginner just getting your site online, Pear Networks has a web hosting plan that's right for you. Make the move today. Log on and learn more at Pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com. Pear Networks, world-class web hosting at a fair price. Visit us at Pear.com. Pear Networks.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.